Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家每天同一时间通过 AM 774收听趣味青春英语。Sam.
Yeah.
So, still usual, and for part one, today's Youth English, which is...
Okay. Today's first part of the show is Spice It Up. And, of course, we're talking about spicing up our English with...
English...Idiom,
yes.
Right? 那么今天节目的第一部分呢仍然是我们的麻辣俚语部分 right?
That's right.
Okay, and before we go to the new idiom, and still let's check the idiom we learned yesterday.
Okay, yesterday's idiom was lay waste.
Okay, 我们做一个简单的复习。那么昨天我们学到的 idiom 是 lay waste, 表示说呢我们把一个东西呢给它毁掉了。它的同义词叫destroy、
yes.
那么上昨天我们讲到的场景呢是 Sam 的姐姐来看他，那么 Sam 非常担心的是呢他的两个孩子会对 Sam 的 apartment 进行那种什么摧毁性的那些破坏活动 right?
Yes.
They're very destructive.
Yes. So they will lay waste to my
apartment. 好，那么它的结构呢是 lay waste 后面跟介词 to something right? To、
yep.
something. Okay. AndWhat about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Let's learn a new idiom.
Great.
Today's idiom is leave no stone unturned.
Okay.
So let's take that a little slower.
Right.
Leave, L-E-A-V-E, no stone. Stone is S-T-O-N-E, unturned.
OK, 今天的 idiom 呢我们已经讲完了 lay 这个动词、
yes.
那么下一个动词呢是 leave,、L-E-A-V-E 那么大家小心了不要一看到 leave 就想象成是离开的意思它也可能把一个什么事情呢留在处于什么什么状态当中、
mm.
OK, 所以这个 leave 呢它的意思也是特别多的所以大家不能简简单单认为离开 right?
Right.
I leave New York for L.A.不是那种leave后面提到什么动词呢 stone、
yes.
石头、
yes.
但是大家小心 no stone right?
That's right.
没有一个石头处于什么状态呢 unturned 没有翻过大家想一想就是说一个人在一个地方把所有的石头都翻了个遍那么是不是这个人做一个 kind of a manual work
well maybe
是不是做体力活呢跟那翻石头玩 right?
Maybe he's looking for something.
For something, right? 我们翻石头的目的不是说仅仅看到，就是说呢，把石头翻一个个。我们往往通过翻石头呢，可以找到我们说的一个 ，like a precious stones, a jewels, a gold, right?
Sure.
Okay. So shall we put in a conversation?
Okay.
All right. Let's start.
Let's go.
Hey Sam. So how's your job hunting going?
Well, Peter, I have gotten pretty desperate.
Why?
Well, I've been looking for a month, and、mm-hmm. I have found nothing.
Really?
Yes. Before, I was being, I think, maybe too picky.
All right.
But now, I leave no stone unturned.
All right.
If I see a phone number for work、
mm-hmm.
or some sort of job advertisement,I give them a call, or I go in for the interview.
So, did you go to the employment center?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, you know, the financial crisis, a lot of business closed. They don't need, you know, extra, you know, hands for the, you know, have more position available.
Yes.
So, it's pretty tough.
Yes, but that's why I'm leaving no stone unturned. Stop being picky. If there's a job, then I will take it.
All right, okay, so I will ask my friend, see if there's a job vacancy for you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, thanks.
Okay, 那么跟 Sam 的对话里面呢提到了这个词什么 leave no stone unturned. 那么它的场景是什么呢 ?Sam 呢现在正在找工作。但是呢由于现在这个经济不景气很多的比如说公司啊或者说一些这个工厂呢都关门了。所以 Sam 呢每天不停地去找工作报纸的每一个电话都在打同时呢比如说街上的那些招工的信息呢他也积极地去看但他用了一个词呢他几乎做到了什么到一个程度呢 Leave no stone unturned
turned.
就他把每一个石头都翻了一个遍。那么这里面这个石头呢，就指那些 information for employment.
That's right.
他把每一个信息都翻了一个遍，表示我们做事情的时候呢，是非常非常的一个彻底的一个概念。
Right.
Very
thorough. Yes.
Okay. So we can use leave no stone unturned for job seeking situation.
Yes. Right.
That's right. And can we say when we, for example, if I'm working on my essay, right?
Uh-huh.
So I kind of leave no stone unturned for the references and the library so I can get all the information I need for my paper.
Yeah, if you want to be very correct and not make any mistakes, then yes, you'll be very thorough in your research. So yes, you leave no stone unturned.
Okay, 那么跟 Sam 我进一步补充到，比如说我在写一个论文，那么呢，我去图书馆里面把所有我认为有用的这些 reference、这些 information 都找到了，然后呢，放到我的 paper 里面，表示我的信息是非常非常全的。也可以用刚才我们学到的这 idiom, leave no stone unturned. Okay, so this is very useful expressions.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it for today's idiom, right?
That's
and
right.
Now let's proceed to part two, which is...
Okay, everyone please get ready to...Hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, today for the hit the book, first we will review the one, you know, some of the, you know, language patterns, expressions we learned from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And besides, we will have some more discussions or a kind of expansion practice based on the sentence patterns and vocab.From yesterday. Right?
Okay, we're going deeper today.
Exactly right. And so let's kind of have a review.
Okay.
The key words we learn is like a hate, also enjoy, love, hate, and dislike.
That's right.
And plus doing something.
Okay. Okay.
那么昨天我们学到了几个关键的动词呢，是喜欢和不喜欢。那么喜欢呢，我们知道有 enjoy, love, right?
Yeah, or
不喜欢呢 right, dislike, or hate.同时大家注意了 hate 呢，它表示非常强烈的一个不喜欢 right? Very strong word
yes,
for you don't like something.
That's right.
Okay. And besides these four words, or we say for I like something, I can say I like something, I enjoy something, I love something. So are there any other expressions meaning the same things? It means I like.
So for instance, we can say we are intoOr really into something.
Okay. 那么今天呢，我们在复习的基础之上呢，我们再看看有没有其他的方式来表达喜欢这个意思的单词。比如说刚才 Sam 提到非常好的一个 expression, 比如说 somebody is into something.
Yeah.
也表示一个人特别喜欢 love or enjoy something.
Yes. So as an example.
Okay.
First, if you are already into something, you can say, I'm really into music.
Right.
You really like music.
Okay.
Or maybe you're not into something, but you have interest.
All right.
For example, I don't play golf, but I would like to get into golf.
Okay, 那么 Sam 给了一个非常好的一个例子，用什么 be into something, right? 表示一个人呢，喜欢一个事情，比如 I am intomusic,
yes,
right? 那么如果说呢，你可能对这个事情呢，目前还不能明确你是否喜欢，那你可以说 I think I will get into golf.
Yeah,
or,
I would like to get into golf.
I'd like to get into golf, right?
Yes.
Be crazy about something.
Yeah, crazy I would say is similar to love. It's more of a stronger feeling.
Right, 那么表示喜欢更加强烈的一个词呢，是 be crazy about something,
yes.
right?For example, Sam is crazy about coffee.
Yes.
Right?
I thought maybe you'd say I'm crazy about chocolate, but
chocolate.
Yes, coffee, chocolate, both.
Yes. Right. 那么说 Sam, 我了解 Sam 呢 Sam 特别喜欢喝咖啡 right?
That's right.
那么说 Sam, 对 Sam 来讲呢 coffee 它不仅仅是他 likes, 或者他什么 enjoy, 那么他可能说 crazy, 哈、啊、达到了一个什么疯狂的一个地步 Be crazy about something, right?
That's right.
So let's move to...Something you don't like.
Okay.
So we have a like a hate, dislike.
That's right.
那么昨天学到了不喜欢呢，有 hate 和 dislike， 那么还有其他的一些表达方法吗？ So what's more?
Well, maybe we could start with a strong word.
Okay, for instance.
So we can say something disgusts.
Disgust
me.
Okay.
Yes, so that kind of music disgusts me. That's a very, maybe stronger than hate.
Okay.在另外一个单词呢表示说一个人不喜欢他的程度呢比我们刚才讲到的 hate 和 dislike 更加的强烈叫 disgust
yes
D-I-S right
yes
G-U-S-T disgust 那么可以说 something disgust somebody
yes
那么也可以说呢 somebody is disgusted by something
that's right
那么大家比如看一个电影或者说一个电视剧觉得这个电视剧或者这个歌啊等等特别特别让你恶心那么说、
yeah.
你可以说 I hate it right
yeah
I mean I dislike it right?
right
但是呢这个程度你觉得不足以表达你那种愤怒的心情说你非常非常的那么说dislike or hate is not enough right not powerful
it's not powerful
enough you can say this music disgusts me
yeah
right 那么同样也可以说 I am disgusted by thismusic, right?
That's right.
那么同样还有更加强烈的但是呢如果更加强烈的话呢可能会有一些脏字了或者一些 full letter words, right? 那么今天我和 Sam 就不会教给大家那些不文明的表示方法了
right?
因为呢我们尽量教大家一个非常相对比较正统的但是呢这个感情色彩更加强烈的一个表达的方法 disgust, that's enough, right?
Hey, that's enough.
For the high level of, you know,You hate something.
Yeah, you don't want to go too much farther than this.
Right, okay. Well, just you can learn from the, you know,some newspapers and, the, you know, books, right?
Yeah, okay. Just watch American R-rated movie.
Right, like some of the South Park. That's a movie with a lot of, you know, like
strong,
strong words, right?
Yes. Okay. But maybe we can do something a little bit less, like kind of in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Like, but here, the way you say it matters. Like, if you said something, that's okay,、
mm-hmm.
that means you don't like it, really.
Okay.
So it matters how we use our voice, our intonation.
Right. 另外呢，比如说我们在说话，同样一个单词 that's okay, 那么可能说这个东西你可以接受 you can accept it.
Yeah, that's
但如果说你感觉非常犹豫 you kind of,You're hesitating, right?
Means, yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
那么这种 okay 的表示方法呢，表示说基本上你觉得，哎呦，低于你的期望值。那么说 is below average.
Yeah.
哎，那么说你表示出一种什么呢？极大的不情愿。所以呢，同样一个单词，你的语音语调的不同，也可以表达出你对一个东西是喜欢还是可以还是不认可。Right.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
你是 like it. Well, that's okay.It's okay, right? I mean, it's average. Well, it's okay.
Okay.
Right, that's below, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound too good.
Okay, 那么说大家呢不仅仅学会在词汇的丰富性上来表达自己的情感同时呢在语气上那么不同的语调 intonation 也可以表达自己的一个 feeling,
right? That's right.
自己的情绪, right? 刚才呢对于我们昨天学到的一个单词和句的结构呢进行一个简单的 review, 同时呢给大家一定的 expansion practice、
嗯、
下面呢我会给大家呢列出一些 situation 然后呢我和 Sam 来回答同时呢希望大家也能够跟我们一起来回答这样的一个 topic 那么基于这些 topic 的话呢能够不断丰富大家的一个 speaking vocab or speaking ability 那么成为大家在自己的口语当中成为一个熟悉的话题 a familiar topic 不是说嗯碰到一个话题之后呢你压根儿就没有听过或没有说过、right? 那么我和 Sam 尽量呢给大家一个尽量丰富的更加有趣的一个方式呢给大家一个 answer
OK
OK number one Sam Do you enjoy biking?
Oh biking cycling
cycling right
Actually I really enjoy cycling
OK 那么第一个问题呢我问 Sam 说 Do you enjoy Do you likeOr do you love biking? 那么我们昨天学到的句子结构 enjoy or like 后面呢加动词的 ing 形式 OK 那么今天我换成了什么呢 biking 什么是 biking? 我们说 bike 大家都知道自行车 right?、
Mm-hmm.
那么 biking 呢就骑自行车另外一个 单词也表示骑自行车呢，是 cycling, C-Y-C-L-I-N-G. They're the same, right?
Yeah, because you have bicycle,
right.
biking,
right.
and cycling.
Yeah. Right, bike also means bicycle,
right?
So a simple way, bike.
That's right.
Right. 所以说那个 bike 和 cycling 呢都是一样的意思，都表示说骑自行车。那么 Sam 给我两个 two reasons, 他喜欢骑自行车的原因。那么大家想一想自己为什么喜欢骑自行车， right? Sam, please, number one.
Okay, well, reason number one in Beijing、
mm-hmm.
is because it's very, very convenient.
Right.、Mm-hmm. It's convenient.
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't like getting stuck in traffic, in the bus,Or if、maybe getting a taxi is expensive or getting stuck in traffic, then riding the bicycle is very, very convenient and quick.
Okay, 那么大家想一想，那么说大家能不能想到这个单词呢 convenient.、
Mm-hmm.
如果说我们骑自行车，它的第一个原因或者是第一个 benefit, 它的优点呢是什么呢？非常非常的便利 convenient. 因为呢 Sam 举出了一个 reason, 为什么说是方便的呢？因为在北京我们说交通是非常的堵的、right? 如果说你不想什么困在这个车流当中 Sam 用一个非常好的单词 get stuck
yes
ok 非常 get stuck 大家记住单词 stuck S-T-U-C-K get stuck in traffic 如果不想 get stuck in traffic 那么 biking or cycling is one of the best option not the best it's one of the best option right
yes that's right
ok 那么 that'sExample, well, that's reason number one. 第一个、理由 right?
Yes.、Mm-hmm. So reason number two, I like bicycling,、
mm-hmm.
is because it gives me some really good looking legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Strong, good looking legs.
Okay, 那么第二个答案呢的确呢是超出了我的想象。Sam 提到了说他骑自行车呢让他的腿型非常非常的漂亮 Okay So you know the、biking or cycling is beneficial to your leg the shape of your leg
Well it's a because you can walk or run、mm-hmm. climb stairs those are good for your legs too、
mm-hmm. Right
But riding your bicycle also you get to see a lot of things
Right.
And travel at the same time.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of exercise and you get to see a, kind of like go on a little tour, I guess.
Okay, 那么说第二点呢我们从 Sam 的回答里可以找到哪些有用的表达的方法呢比如说他提到了说骑自行车它是很好的一个 combinations. 大家想一想这个单词 combine, 是表示一个混合Combination 是它的一个名词形式，一个非常好的一个融合到一起的东西。什么 combination？ 首先是一个什么呢 ？You can go sightseeing，
yeah，
可以逛风景，骑自行车 ，right？ Sightseeing，
yeah.
you go traveling， you know， you can seeing the beautiful， you know， the sights。那么同时呢 ，plus it's kind of sports a workout，
yeah， it's good exercise，
right？ 同时很好的一个健身的方式，所以它是一个 combination of traveling andExercise.
Yes.
既健身了又看风景了 OK. 同时 Sam 说 the, You know, the good for legs.
Yes.
kind of interesting kind of answer, right? OK. 提到了非常好的一个例子所以大家想想自己的 biking or cycling experience.
Yes.
OK. And number two. OK. And do you enjoy or do you hate or do you dislike bloggings or WeChat or selfies?
Three things. I guess I can first talk about blogging.
Oh,
I do not enjoy blogging.
Why?
I have no interest,
uh-huh.
I guess, in sharing my personal life.
Okay. 那么问 Sam 说他是不喜欢什么呢微博啊 Sam 提到了说的的确确呢他不喜欢发博客因为呢他不喜欢 share 他的 personal life.To everybody, right?
Yes.
Sam is eating, Sam is drinking, Sam is sleeping, or Sam is, you know.
Yes. If it's a blog that, well, okay, today something interesting happened,、
mm-hmm.
that's okay. But I find I don't like to take the time to share that kind of information on a blog.
Okay, 那么说 Sam 不喜欢把自己的一些个人的情况呢在这个微博上跟大家、分享。
Yes.
And what about selfies? I mean, same, right?
selfies. Well, okay, for example, on WeChat. Mm-hmm. WeChat I use because it's a convenient form of communication.
Right.
So I like WeChat, but I usually don't take selfies or post pictures on my WeChat.
Okay, 那么另外两点呢，比如提到了说，除了这个 blogging, 我们说这个微博之外呢，还有 WeChat, W-E-C-H-A-T, WeChat, 是我们现在非常喜欢用的什么，这个叫微信
,yes.
WeChat。那么微信上呢，有一个非常好的一个功能，很多人也喜欢用的什么 selfies, 那么自拍 ,S-E-L-F-I-E-S, selfies, 自拍照片，大家再，我再念一遍这个单词。S-E-L-F-I-E-S, selfies. 很多人愿意说把自己的照片呢拿出来晒一晒亮一亮，大家看看你的有趣的一个 experience, right?
Yeah.
很多人把一些比较 personal story 也放到了 picture 上、
yeah.
right? Like the boyfriend you're dating or girlfriend you're dating, right?
Sure.
Okay, and 那么有些人不愿意说做这种 Sam 呢，他不愿意把这些东西呢、post online.
Yeah, but especially selfies, because I can never seem to take a good picture of myself.
Okay.
I always look too old.
So, picture, don't think picture flatter you.
No.
No, okay. 那么说我 Sam 认为照片对他来讲呢他始终不上相 right? 我们用一个单词呢 flatter 这个单词 F-L-A-T-T-E-R Sam 的不上相，所以 Sam 的很不愿意呢，所以他用的 He hates posting his picture online.
Yes.
那么用一个 hate or dislike, 同样是我们这一段应该大家要掌握的一个 expression, hate doing something, right?
Yes.
那么大家看看自己对这些话题的回答和 Sam 的回答呢有什么样的一个不同，同时呢希望通过跟 Sam 的回答里面自己找到跟自己表达有用的一些单词或者表达方法，那么来充实自己的你的 speaking. Yeah, okay, I think it's almost the time, right, to finish the show. And
yeah.
Before we wrap up today's show, and still the question for the WeChat.
Okay.
Okay, 仍然是微信的回答时间。那么大家听一下我们今天留的一个问题是什么呢？ Name two things that you enjoy doing or hate doing.
Okay.
Name two things that you enjoy doing or hate doing.
Yes.
那么列出两件事情，那么你喜欢做的，或者说呢，你特别讨厌做的。那么今天的话题要比昨天我们留的话题呢更加的具体了。昨天只是你的 hobby， 简单说一说是 OK。那么今天呢，我们需要更多的 more details.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe to make it more interesting, since hobbies are things we like,
right?
You can tell us things. Maybe focus on what you dislike.
Right. 那么今天同样还有说你不喜欢的事情，那么希望大家能够积极踊跃的能够参与我们的微信的话题。Okay, so that's for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye everyone. See you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774、蜻蜓 FM 以及听听 FM 上收听。
In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, lived a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine. Light she was and like a feather, and her shoes were number 9. Carrying boxes without topses, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine. Throw she ducklings to the water every morning just at 9. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine. Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine.
大音精华，声系天下。北京人民广播电台公益广告。
安全驾驶智能提醒仪启动，目前注意力100%，安全指数100%。
亲爱的，我正开着车呢。
视线不稳定，注意力50%，安全指数50%。视线已离开路面，注意力0，安全指数0。危险，危险！北京人民广播电台提醒您，开车时请勿使用手机。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 W